Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Time to get into the question of the day as we await news on whether or not Nick Chubb's physical is passed, as it seems like that's the only barrier for whether or not Nick Chubb ends up signing up.
What if it don't pass?
That would be
something. We're doing all this wasting time talking about the what ifs and all that.
We would have we'd have another breaking news sounder. That's for dang sure.
All right. Question of the day, actually inspired by a little bit of baseball. Forrest Whitley looks like it's going to be a what could have been type situation with him, because he's not going to make it here with the Astros, even though the stuff continues to be something that's like, it's there, just kind of never all came together for him for the Astros. So in honor of that, what is a what might have been situation that haunts you to this day, teams or individuals? 713-572-4610.
Well, I have a couple, but really just on Forrest Whitley, you know, kind of the genesis of this question of the day. 9 years, man. 9 years we've been waiting, and 9 years it looked like he might. Yes, he might. No, he won't. And did finally get up to the major league, so I'm happy for him for that. But one of the more incredible kind of what-if stories that were out there. And keep in mind, 2016 is when he got drafted. Imagine the
first
what-if.
Rounder.
Imagine the, yeah, first rounder. And imagine
with
the
all
what-if.
The fanfare of it, too.
Right.
He wasn't just the first rounder of, you just didn't, you know, nobody knew about him. And I mean, you had a lot of big dogs talking real nice about the idea of Forrest Whitley being one of them ones. And ultimately, it just doesn't come to fruition after. And it's not like it didn't come to fruition because they didn't put enough effort and time into it.
Or he wasn't good enough.
That's true.
He was good enough.
Yeah.
And that's where I was going with this. It was the injuries, man. Because in 2016, we all know what happened starting in 2017. Imagine if Forrest Whitley had not had those injuries and was a part of this rotation for the last nine years. I mean, that's a big what if. The one for me, and you can talk, individuals or teams or moments or whatever. You know, the boys this morning had some good ones. Kind of the butterfly effect of a dropped interception for Sean Pendergast would have been not just a national championship for Notre Dame, but a national championship for his brother. which is
and an opportunity to walk around with a ring.
Yeah,
even if it's short, even if it's not yours, you're close enough to get it, man.
And Seth, basically being recruited and damn near begged by Tom Coughlin to join the New York Giants the year they won the Super Bowl. And he said, nah, I'm good. Mine is obviously, there's a bunch, that come to mind. Somebody mentioned J.R. Richard. I mean, think about that. What if, had he not had that moment? Mine, in terms of college football. So in 2012, the Aggies played their first ever SEC game against Florida. And Johnny Manziel played his first ever game, period, as a freshman, a redshirt freshman. They lost 20-17 in a really close game. They proceeded to win 11 out of 12 games and beat the ever-living stuffing out of Oklahoma. I think they ranked 10 or 11 or something like that in the Cotton Bowl.
National title.
They win that first game. They would, nobody went, and you even though you're an Aggie hater, kind of, sort of, maybe sometimes.
Damn, are you?
He just gives me a hard time.
I can be that.
Which is, there's always a little truth behind those. But anyway.
Shout out to A&M.
Nobody wanted to play them.
No.
Nobody wanted to play them.
No, I mean, that team really made Nick Saban switch up to his get down.
Yeah,
like the idea of the small mobile quarterback was a huge hole in Nick Saban's game plan. It was like, all right, well, we just got to change the way we play.
Yeah.
Which kind of facilitated all of that. So, yeah.
Yeah. One more play in the opener and they perhaps win the national championship.
That is a fair kind of what
that would sound like it hurt too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, it did.
It's got to be.
Oh, it did.
From the 832 on the text line, Andre Hall or Lonnie Ballantyne, what could have been? Do you feel that way on
not
either
with those
of those?
Andre Hall?
Yeah, and Lonnie Ballantyne. Not with those guys.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Somebody said, talking what is? We talking what is? Not practice? Practice tomorrow, friend. There's no practice, right? Although, there could be something
happening.
You're
back to football, guys.
There could be something happening in that building that could get us to that place. From the 713, if Matt Schaub doesn't fracture his foot against Tampa Bay on a QB.
Oh, that's another good one.
That was one of those ones that I was thinking about. Because that felt like a really, really good football team that absolutely was like the cream of the AFC at the time.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, mine is if Joe Burrow actually got a chance at Ohio State. If they actually gave him a strong chance. I know he was going to get some dogs, but.
Rather than Justin Fields?
Yeah, what if they just gave him a chance to just go play?
Well, he wouldn't want at LSU.
Yeah, he didn't have all the weapons that he had at LSU, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe he would have won at Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah, at least one. Yours, you were a baby. How old were you in 98?
I was 6 years old.
Yeah, Kansas State.
Yeah.
Aggies beat him, and it was very much an upset.
But I didn't care about Kansas State at that point. You know what I mean? So, like, that one doesn't hit me in the same way. All right, so this was one I was thinking about, which isn't quite a what would have been as opposed to just, like, a what if that I started thinking about. Because, I mean, and this is where I can end up being a little bit of an Aggie hater. I did go to high school in the Austin area. So, like, you know, being around all that. I have frequently heard Longhorn fans kind of do things. And I'm certain you've heard them, too. If Colt McCoy hadn't have gotten hurt in that, what was it, 08 or was it 09 Rose Bowl versus Alabama? Like, they would have won it. And I don't necessarily disagree.
I don't necessarily disagree, but it still would have been a big ask against that team.
I thought that team could have absolutely beaten Alabama. That's the first of, like, obviously a long run of Alabama dominating. Not saying that Alabama does not become the team that they are, but I do wonder, does that at all change the landscape of the way that – because that opened the door of the Alabama dynasty that we came to know at that point in time under Nick Saban. Like, I do wonder, does it end up looking the same if they don't win that very first one?
Yeah, talk about butterfly effect.
Right, like, I do wonder just how much, because that obviously proof of concept, like, we're here in this way, obviously playing in that championship was, I mean, probably enough, right, to validate that and to help the recruiting on its way along with all of the want-to that the University of Alabama brings to this. I just – in my mind, I was like, does it look a little different if Texas actually wins that one? Also, does Texas go the other way where they go, hey, we can continue doing this. We continue to recruit in a better way than, you know, they kind of fell on. Although I do think that some of that was Mack Brown getting older, what have you, and kind of missing on some things. But does that national championship changing hands in that particular game shift?
How about Texter says 2019 Astros? That last game.
Oh, yeah.
That last game.
Yeah.
Then you're talking 3 World Series.
Do you think, and I hate to be the person who's thinking about the haters in this case, but do you think that changes the conversations around the Astros in 2017? Not necessarily changes the conversation, but quiets it down.
Nah.
Because it's not, right now you have the 2022. If you have 19 and 2022.
That's where it would have changed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have both of these that you go, all right, what can you say about these 2 championships right here?
I agree with that. Like had they won in 2019, it still would have been blowing and going in 20 and 21. Then you back it up with a 22 and you have 3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I feel like the 17 and 19 were so close together, though. Like, no matter what
was out there,
people would have still been saying, oh, what about 2019 and all that stuff? Even though I disagree with that, but people still going to always have that conversation.
And Chris Paul didn't pull that hammy?
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I didn't even want. I didn't feel comfortable bringing that up because that felt like bad juju. But that's clearly one of those. That was a team that was constructed all through the Morey tenure to beat that Warriors team. And it felt like, hey, we finally found the recipe. And then it was just the hamstring. Because you had him on the ropes.
You had him on the ropes.
Like, that felt like that was the championship. That probably... I was like, does that then seal the Warriors dynasty? Because, I mean, obviously they went and won. But then when I thought that they had closed it, they came back and won. What was that? In 2022?
Was it 22, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, so they still have some of this juju in there, even though I thought the door had closed. So I don't know that necessarily losing the Rockets there would have stopped all of the remainder of it.
Yeah.
But at the very least, it had gotten the Rockets a championship, and I'm here for that.
How about T-Mac and Yao?
Yeah,
that was Yao getting hurt against the Lakers in Los Angeles. What about individuals? Because they're like Forrest Whitley, who are like, damn, you know, if it wasn't for this or that, they're talking about those individual moments and injuries. I'm talking about like career things. And I go back, and some people may not even remember his name. I thought Roy Tarpley was going to be an absolute monster, like one of the best ever. And drugs got him.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure. And I mean, obviously another one who drugs got from the 832, Len Bias, is just one of the all time, you know, what could have been. Because I mean, greatest player in Maryland basketball history. Like, he's up there when you talk about ACC basketball, which is kind of crazy to think about because ACC basketball has historically had a lot of really great players. I mean, it felt like that he was going to come in and dominate the league. Of course, you can't say that for certain, but yeah, does a day after he gets drafted is when he passed away. It's kind of wild to think about. I think there's a lot of kind of NBA ones that I think about, guys that, you know, dealt with a whole bunch of nagging injuries. One of them being, oh my goodness, and of course I get there, dude who played for the Portland Trailblazers.
Brandon Roy. That's who I always think about, man.
Because he felt like he was absolutely.
He was a monster, man.
100%. Yeah. Somebody said, what if Reggie Bush never had that lateral, or never lateraled that football rather?
Oh yeah, they were going to be up, what, two touchdowns? Something like that? Maybe more than that.
What if Peyton Manning actually signed with the Houston Texans?
That's it.
That's a real good one. Yeah.
You think they win it?
That would have changed a lot.
That first year more so than the second, because he was
the
good
first year. He was
the first year.
Yeah, would he throw like 40 touchdowns or something? The first
it was a lot.
He was going crazy. That second year was different.
That's the problem. I can't get that second year out of that. Yeah. Where I started calling.
That's when Brock Osweiler was had to kind of help him a little bit.
I completely changed his name in my mind. I was like, that's not Peyton. I know what Peyton looks like. I started calling him Williams Manning at that point, just because it was so problematic. It was 55 touchdowns in 2013.
That was insane, man.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is one that I always will stand on, that nobody in the city of Houston or no Rockets fan would ever switch up. But somebody says, what if the Rockets ultimately did draft Michael Jordan instead of Hakeem?
Yeah, and you know how I feel about that. Six is more than two.
Yeah, I'll never trade that one though, because he was uniquely ours. But the one that I think about when you talk about what could have been, I kind of wish that Jordan hadn't retired in those years.
Yeah,
that conversation. I saw Vernon Maxwell get asked this on All the Smoke, and he was like, he wasn't trying to hear this question at all. Like the people that talk about, well, MJ would have won it. I'm like, no, man. Like,
it would have went totally different, man.
That man, like, that
do you
man
think he would have won four in a row?
That man was fatigued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, three in a row, he was tired. You think he could have rattled off four, five, six?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. And maybe this
he would have lost
hope.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Homer. I'm like, nah, man. I still believe the Rockets won those championships in that circumstance because of where Hakeem brought that team to at that point. Somebody said, what was the guy for Baylor defensive end? Oh, Sean Oakman? Or is that who we're talking about? The big muscly?
Oh, guy? Yeah. Yeah, that big guy.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I go to that place, but I mean, Sean Oakman, at the very least, he looked like a monster in college. And that is for damn sure.
Somebody else, just to put a bow on this, on the what might have been, just said her name was Sage.
Oh, friend. I appreciate that you took it to that place.
Her name
I want
was
you know,
Sage.
I feel you. I see you. You can let go of that hurt, friend. You sure can. Texas should have drafted VY in 06. I said what I said. Okay. I see you, Texas.
I was thinking about that one, too.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Man, this team has had some quarterback things.
Yes, it has.
Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including there's a cornerback who looks like he's going to be on the market. And, yes, I know what the question is. Should the Texans? We'll talk about that more next. But before we get there, I do want to talk to you about Soup Mart. Father's Day is coming up, and I know that, you know, people be buying gifts for you. Maybe are you tired of ties or what have you? Well, I mean, look, you won't be tired of the ties that come from Soup Mart because they've got something for every budget. They've got, obviously, as I mentioned, ties. They've got all the things for suits, but they also got more than that. Like, they've got cargo shorts you can get for as low as $19.99, dress shirts starting at $6, man. Like, I know you got to get out here. You got to look clean. Why not do it for the low? Also, they got casual shoes. They got sneakers, and you can take 20% off 200 fresh pairs that they got out there as well, plus 20% off of sports coats and blazers with restrictions applying there. I mean, you can get all sorts of things at Suit Mart. It's a one-stop shop for making sure that you get right and you want to look good, even if it's just getting ahead of Father's Day, making sure that you look good for your family on that type of occasion. But one thing that you do know, looking good starts with Suit Mart.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.